This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we continue the study which we began last time, The Key to a Truly Successful Life. I pointed out last time that there are many books written with such titles as How to Live 365 Days a Year, Peace and Power Within, and so on. And the fact that these books sell in the multiplied thousands and some even into the millions indicate the great need that there is in human life for people to find out really what to do with themselves. Isn't it strange that men will turn aside from the Word of God to mere human psychology and human philosophy when they have right before them the really, true, great, and wonderful key to a successful life? And I am basing this upon Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I pointed out last time that this provides a 3-pronged key to a successful life. It truly will open the door to a life that is great and wonderful here on this earth and will lead to everlasting life when this life is over. The first prong, as I pointed out last time, is that of trust. Not trusting in yourself, not trusting in your own wisdom, not trusting in the wisdom of other human beings, but trusting in the Lord. And you do that by trusting in His Word, taking Him at His Word, and doing it with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now the second prong of this 3-pronged key that opens the door to a truly successful life is the word acknowledge. Notice here the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Now what does this mean? It means basically to admit the claims are the authority of the Lord. It means to recognize the infinite wisdom and knowledge of God. It recognizes the omnibenevolence of God, the utter goodness of God to give us the sacred scriptures to tell us what to do with our lives. How do we in all of our ways acknowledge God? We find the key to this perhaps in another passage from the Old Testament. Ezra chapter 7 in verse 10. And Ezra set his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and ordinances. We show our faith in and our love for the Lord by obeying his word. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. For this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments. And John chapter 14 and verse 15, in which Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so we show our faith, we show our love, by living a life of obedience to his word. Now, in what ways should we obey him or acknowledge him? Notice the Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Now that means in such matters as your life's work, in choosing your life's work, in training for it, and in the actual doing of it. All of us, no matter what our job or work in life, ought to do it honestly, and we ought to do it with all of our heart. It used to be the case in this nation that men gave 8 hours of work for 8 hours of pay, and it seems that largely this has gone by the way. I would like to call the people of this country back to the honesty of doing an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. And it has to do not only with our acknowledging God in our life's work, but acknowledging God in life's relationship. And to the young people, realize that in your growing up, acknowledge God. Let no one entice you off into things that are out of harmony with the will of God. In growing up, in times of courtship, in marriage, the living of husband and wife together, to live according to the will of God. The husband should love his wife as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it. Sons and daughters ought to honor their mother and father, to treat them courteously and kindly and with respect. And parents ought to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Also, we should acknowledge God in life situations. In times of prosperity, we should be thankful. In times of adversity, we should depend upon God for the strength that only He can give. But our time is gone for today. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very important study of the 3-pronged key to a successful life.